it seems madness to say.
It's my belief.
It seems madness to say.
It's my belief.
It seems madness to say.
Hello, Kingston.
I'm Ty.
And I'm Shanae.
Welcome to B-Sides, your new favorite CFRC program.
We'll be playing you a variety of less-known tracks from artists you've heard of and artists you haven't every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Hello.
Hello.
We are back. Again. Another week with one more episode of B-Sides.
Mm-hmm.
This one...
It's a different episode today.
Yeah. We're testing something new. So, when we started this this show, it was supposed to be only about, you know, less known tracks.
As you just heard.
As you just heard in our intro. But we went to a Valley concert this last week. Mm-hmm. And
At Ale House.
And it was, to say the least, a transformative experience. So we just thought we should go through the whole album with you guys because it's so good.
Yes, it is.
Like, it was one of those like concerts that I went in expecting nothing because I didn't know much about the band besides what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you dragged me along with this. But oh my god, they're actually so good.
They're very good.
Insanely good, and every song is a hit. It's crazy.
It is really good. And it's interesting. I think a lot of the album is about, because if you guys didn't know, they actually lost, and that sounds like the band member died. they had a band member leave.
Mickey, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like January.
And he had a lot of like creative control, mm-hmm, over the band's like image and like also their music, obviously. So it was kind of like a
big loss.
Yeah.
And yeah, so even at the concert, I think the lead singer, he kind of talked about like their experience writing this album, how like it was a transformative experience, yeah, for them as a band, and it was like the first time that they actually like felt like it was their own.
And it's very interesting too, because like after we left the concert, we did a deep dive on Valley lore,
mm-hmm,
which is, I think, why we're making this episode.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to, like, if you pay it, like, knowing this lore, if you pay attention to the songs that we're going to play for you guys, you can see a lot of it has to do with, like, Mickey leaving the band, which is interesting.
And yeah, I guess their journey after that. But yeah.
Yeah.
So let's start with the first track in the album.
Yeah, we're going in order.
It's actually the title track, Water the Flowers, Pray for a Garden.
Very good track.
Very, very good.
Enjoy.
Showed up, cut my hair, threw a laughing with me. I'm an angel in the dark. I've been around the world with an arrow through my heart. I spent some wishes on the stars. Mary, come around, go right back to the start. Gotta pull myself together, baby. Feeling like a broken record lately. I'm an angel in the dark. Hey, it's a losing game when you win it like a fraud. It's like every time you walk away. A little more. Kara, play me something on the drums. Let's dance to everywhere, yeah, cause you make loving fun. I loaded flowers in a gun. I've been a little crooked, eh? It could happen to anyone. Gonna pull myself together. It's a losing game. Every time I walk away, I get a little bit out the door. And that melody pulls me back, the feeling that I used to have. And I fall a little bit more, a little more. Until a memory brings me back. Me and Alex had a laugh. Don't you know I always got your back? A little more. I'm supposed to do it.
blanket.
All right, that was Growing Brackets Apart
yes.
by Valley, obviously.
Yeah.
And then before that, you listened to A Little More, also by Valley.
No, no way.
No way.
A Little More was another like really interesting one at the concert.
I like. Love that song so much.
It's like, I think
Dare I Say is my favorite song off of the album.
Mm.
Like, okay, you're going to see that I'm going to say this about every single song that we play, but A Little More has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, but I think at the show they were talking about how A Little More is about the band kind of coming back together.
Yeah,
after.
Because I think the lyrics, they talk a lot about how, like, about, like, kind of like there's this feeling of like being abandoned a little bit and like fall and like feeling like hopeless and lost and like I guess rediscovering your passion and
yeah
finding yourself again in your music, which is very cool. And I love the part where he goes, Kara, play me something on the drums. It's very cool. And live was amazing.
Yeah it was a great show.
Yeah, it was very good. The crowd was
I mean, it's what you'd expect at a university. I don't know if that's a bad thing to say, but yeah, I just feel like the energy is different. Like if you watch videos of their shows in like other places where it's like
Toronto,
people there that are like there to see them and not just there for like a night out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
It's very, very, very different. I feel like that's for any show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, remember when we went to see Arctic Monkeys on the first night? We were like we were on the lawn.
Oh my god,
but we kind of like snuck up to like the back seats and it was like you could tell the people sitting there were like, we're just there to like,
and we were like screaming in their ears and dancing
and they were just like sitting and like no energy
like,
whatsoever.
Okay, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, or it's just because I'm sour, but when I see people that are like not very big fans of the band that like get okay, like the lawn is fine, I guess, but when they get good seats, I'm just
that
like
brings me rage.
Fuming. Oh my god, I remember when Boy Genius came to Toronto, 2023,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I kept seeing on people's Instagrams and I was like, I'm a bigger Boy Genius fan than you. Sorry. this is very
it's a heated topic.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I need to do some growing.
Apart.
Whoa.
But yeah.
what do you have to say about Growing Apart?
I love that song.
It's a very good song. Every song off this album.
Oh my gosh,
be honest.
This song live. Sorry, I'm just like reading the lyrics and I'm remembering. But this was so 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 good live.
It's funny too. Another little anecdote from the concert. I feel like we're talking a lot this episode well, but the lead singer, I think it was the first eight songs off of the, not eight songs, but like the first like maybe 70% of the concert, he was like wearing sunglasses because he was saying that that it helps him be more confident
That's
because it creates kind of like a barrier between, I guess, him and the crowd.
I really get that.
Yeah,
I do too. You don't have to worry about where to look. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just hit the microphone. But you don't have to worry.
We are professional radio people.
I took a course in this.
True, we did. Shout out, what was his name? Mike? Shout out Mike. Professor Mike, if you're listening to this, thank you.
I think it's Dr. Mike.
Oh.
But, anyways, what do I have next on the, what's next on the album?
Next, we got one of my favorite songs.
Oh,
sorry.
This song is so
it's,
good.
Like I said, it's going to be every single song. Oh my God. And after that, it's
yeah.
All right. Sorry. So up next, we got When You Know Someone.
So good.
Yeah. Enjoy. Whoa.
Someone, think you know someone.
I'm a summer breeze passing through the Arctic. I'm 28, hot damn, I still get caught in.
You're growing up, don't take it personal, babe. Story told, with faded freckles, lines are on my face. Like a seed into a fruit, grows a bitter sweet fruit. Yeah, yeah.
Guitar, fumbling through the good parts. Sweet child of mine, never found the time. He's always changing, rearranging, knees scraping on the pavement to whatever got you praying. Can you hear the song we're playing? We're playing, just playing. Yeah.
you can call it home.
All right, that was Crawl Space by Valley.
Whoa.
And before that, you listened to Let It Rain by Valley. Yeah. And before that, sorry. That's a very, I love Let It Rain
so good.
So much. And I also love When You Love Someone and Crawl Space. I mean, every single song off of this album is literally amazing. It's so hard to pick a favorite.
You know what I wanted to say, though?
Yeah.
There's a part in When You Know Someone where it's like, from strangers to friends to strangers again.
Yikes.
And you from the start,
this is how it would end.
At the concert, oh my God, there's like this guy that was there. He was like at Barricade. And I bet Valley was his like favorite band ever. Like,
yeah,
he had like a jacket that he had like painted
with
for, like,
their first album. Yeah,
and like he knew all of the songs. He was like going off, and there was like a part where he sang this part with the lead singer. Like they're singing each other.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I haven't recorded. I wanted to send it or like airdrop it to him, but yeah.
But yeah, imagine like life. Oh, he won life.
He did.
He really did. But that song, though, When You Know Someone, for some reason, it reminds me of the 1975. Just the vibe.
I do get 1975 vibes from them sometimes, especially with like the trumpet in some of their songs.
I feel like when you know someone, it's very the 1975.
It's very being funny in a foreign language.
Yes. Oh, my God. But like, okay, we were actually discussing this the other day because the new... What's her name? The Dune Jack Antonoff album.
Oh.
The new Bleachers, sorry.
Album. This is a hot take.
This is a hot take. I'm so sorry. The new Bleachers album.
We love Jack and Antonoff.
We love Jack Antonoff as a producer. But the new Bleachers album sounds so much being funny in a foreign
language.
Before we
say the new Bleachers album, I'm pretty sure there's been an album between the one that we're
already?
Talking.
Already?
I think there has. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Wait.
I think there's a single. No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But
oh, wait. No, it is a new... Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. It's just a
deluxe
new,
version.
A new version of their old album.
So is
there... It's called Bleachers.
Okay, the there you go. Self-titled. So, yeah, that's still the 1975, too. I'm sorry. But, sorry.
The 1975 owns self-titled albums. No other
real,
band.
Real, though. No, but, I'm sorry, but they just really sound like the 1975. And it's interesting because Jack Antonoff had just produced Being Funny in a Foreign Language right before making this record. So it's just crazy to see like the similarities.
Yeah, how similar they are. And also, it's just like the way that it's sung, like the kind of
like the
quiet.
Like, yeah.
And then like the,
but also
the instruments.
And like the aesthetic. The low quality like feel to the vocals too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like... And that's what I wanted to say. Like, I feel like Bleachers kind of did it. It was, like, too much like the 1975. Because,
yeah.
I mean, Jack Antonoff was probably working with Matty Healy for how long on this, right? So,
yeah.
Probably stuck with him. But I
stuck
feel like... Yeah, just, like, the...
Yeah. Sorry, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But, like, Valley is, like, the perfect... I don't know if they're inspired by the 1975. But they're the perfect, like, they're different enough to be their own thing. And
for
When
sure.
You Know Someone is like the perfect example of that. I love that song so much. And Let It Rain, oh my God. It's such a good song.
It is really good. And Crawl Space.
Yeah, very good. Like, they were both very good songs live, too. I remember the last verse.
Did they play Crawl Space live?
They did. They played Crawl Space, and the last verse of Crawl Space, the one that, like, it just... Sorry, it just repeats itself. Yeah, it's nothing was the same. It was so good live. Oh, my God. Sorry. I think they're one of these those bands that, like, they're very good. Don't get me wrong. The album is amazing, but... them live is like a whole other experience.
I feel that way about the 1975 as
well. Yeah, 100%, because we went into that concert knowing like almost every song off of their set list, but I came out with like such a bigger appreciation with to their discography.
But yeah, I think we should head into some ads.
Yeah, we're yapping so much this episode, guys. Whoa. I'm so sorry,
and then we'll be back with some more about.
Yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned, because we got Sinead's favorite song next, Mosquito. Question mark. You said that you really liked it.
I did.
You liked it a lot. So yeah, we have that coming up next. So stay tuned. Bye. See you later, skater.
Just turn it off.
Every worker has the right to a workplace free from sexual and gender-based violence and discrimination. These rights were gained through the collective struggles of women's liberation, racial and gender justice, and disability justice groups, as well as the labor movement. Join us on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women to learn more about your rights around sexual harassment and discrimination at work, how to hold your employer accountable, and how your union can support you. The Kingston District Labor Council Education Committee and Sexual Harassment and Assault Resource Exchange, or SHARE, is hosting a free Know Your Rights workshop on Saturday, November 25th at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This event will be facilitated by Kimberly Phillip, QP Human Rights Representative B.K. Jourdain, and the SHARE Outreach Coordinator. This interactive and participatory workshop will include discussions regarding sexual and gender-based violence, discrimination, and other forms of oppression. Be mindful and take care when joining them for the conversation. Your well-being is the priority. This event is free, and the information can be found at the Eventbrite page, Know Your Rights Workshop, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence at Work.
Hi there, I'm Devin Wilkins, and I was born blind with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. However, thanks to surgeries and some good luck along the way, I've managed to have several of my radio dramas aired on Ryerson Radio back in the 1970s, and this is my third season of doing Insight Peterborough on Trent Radio.
This just goes to show that even if you have a physical disability, anything is possible. If you've been recording radio for decades and can still do it with a smile on your face and keep your sanity while having no sight, you're doing something right. Have a great one.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community, or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
I'm Ty.
And I'm Shanae.
Welcome to B-Sides, your new favorite CFRC program.
We'll be playing you a variety of less-known tracks from artists you've heard of and artists you haven't every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Hello. We are back.
We are back.
Should we get right into it?
Yes. This next song.
Yeah, up next, we got Shanae McLaughlin's favorite.
Mosquito. I really can't choose a favorite off this album. I feel like it would have to be between
until at the end of this episode, stay tuned, because we're gonna give our ultimate ranking.
Okay, I didn't say that then. Yeah, so Mosquito's, oh my gosh, so good.
Is that song not about Mickey? Because like
I don't know.
I don't know.
We can't be
being a avid fan fiction reader.
Oh, wow. This is coming out.
I just like creating lore where there isn't none, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry. I just feel like there's a lot of resentment that they're working through in this album. You can feel that too.
I feel like especially in when you know somebody.
Yeah. But in Mosquito, you can definitely see that.
Yeah,
that
as well.
Overarching theme as well. But and he talked about that in the concert. He talked about how it was like a lot about like you know, finding his feet in music again and like just like,
yeah.
I guess healing. He said those words, healing.
Yeah.
So that begs the question, healing from what?
Dot dot dot.
Sorry, we got it. Anyways. We're gonna have a murder mystery party this week, so I'm in a very
crazy mood.
Detective mood.
But yes.
Here's Mosquito.
Yeah.
Don't stay close to me. You're always in my mind. I'll deny it, personify it till I bleed you dry. I suck the life right out of me. I'll suck the life right. Just a leaf. We live a life of depression.
road. What if I go down swinging? It's bound to rain on my parade. I lie awake just singing.
Actually, it's called I Didn't Even Ask For This by Valley.
Oh, shucks.
So,
we're not allowed to swear, guys.
Oh.
Shucks.
But yeah, it's a fun little interlude.
It is very fun. I feel like the album, like, everything is very intense, for lack of a better word. Not in a bad way. In a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
But I Didn't Ask For This. It's just goofily. Goofily placed in the middle of the album.
And then before that was one of our, actually, we won't disclose whether it's our favorite yet.
Yeah, we can.
But
we have been doing this for the whole episode, but it's very good. It's a very, very good song.
It's so good. Ba-ba.
It was insane live. I think it was the second last song that they played.
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh.
But like, in itself is a very good song.
I just love, like, there was like a lot of audience interaction for this part. So it was like, the whole, like, the cold crowd was singing, like, "Papa,
I'm in over my head again." Very good.
Oh, my gosh. And it was beautiful. transcending.
Like, this song, I don't think is about Mickey. I gotta say that. Sorry.
So, right, we're coming back to this.
The album is about this, but I don't think this song is about the blood. I think it's just about maybe like being in love. Right? Would you say so?
I can see that. Yeah. Like, and like, they're kind of like how scary that is.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think it's about being in love and, being like scared about like letting someone in, maybe.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
I love this. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And next, we have.
Next, we're going to head into the last two songs. And then we're going to do.
Time goes by so fast when you're having fun.
Whoa.
Life goes by so fast, Sinead. And if you don't stop and look around once in a while.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop
and look around once in a while, you might miss it.
So.
I love that movie. Sorry. Oh my God. What if we do an episode where we're going through like the soundtrack of a movie?
Or we could do like just a multiple like, or like any song from movie soundtracks episode.
Fine, you had a better
idea. Spitballing ideas here. Anyways, let's head into the last two songs and then we'll do our final
analysis. And what are you talking about? Last two songs? Last three songs, silly.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
How dare you forget the last song.
Anyways, I actually didn't realize we hadn't played Bass Player's Brother yet, but we'll head into it.
Bass Player's Brother.
Enjoy.
Jenny came home for the summer. She fell in love with the Bass Player's Brother, playing cop on the covers. Slick hands like butter. He had a buzz cut, August of 90. She was a box that blonde in a pipe dream. Love is a car chase, crashing the mistakes. Sooner or later, you're packing a suitcase. Singing like, hey, blood in the summer. She fell in love with the bass player's brother. Couple years down the gutter. But Janie, you can't change him like a haircut. Mr. America, he took a paper heart just to tear it up. Love is a car chase, crashing the mystic. Sooner or later.
It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. breakfast. I can't write a song. Showers running, water dripping off my nose. Crying in Tokyo. Painted faces, left to play the role. I was happy till I wasn't, so it goes. Crying in Tokyo, out here on my own. She said, how do you sleep at night? I'm breaking my back just to make you smile. I wasn't built for this. Oh honey, isn't it? Destinations I don't know. So I'm left being the punchline of the joke. I left alone. She said, how do you sleep at night? I'm breaking my back just to make you smile. I wasn't better for this. Oh, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? Life goes on. Life goes on without me. 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 Life goes on. Life goes on without me.
you gotta fly, you gotta fight to save your life. Just hold on tight, you'll be alright, you'll be alright.
That was Cocoon. Very good song.
Last off the album.
To close off a very good album.
Which we forgot to mention was released at the end of August. So this year.
Pretty recent,
very
yeah.
Very recently.
And dare I say, one of the best albums off of 2024.
Mm-hmm. That and Role Models. yeah. I'm trying to think of what else was released in 20... Was oh my gosh, Clancy.
That's what I'm saying. Clancy was gosh. Released this year. Billie Eilish's new album mm-hmm. was released this year. Sabrina Carpenter's.
Mm-hmm.
And is that it? Is that all?
Gosh, I don't know. There's probably lots more, but yeah. No, it's been a good year for music.
100%, yeah. We're just missing a few Preachers.
Next We're just missing the last Shadow Puppets new album.
Anyways.
But anyways, it's time for our final review.
Okay. I gotta say, though, before that, we listened to Life Goes On Without Me, which is, as you're gonna see in my ranking, one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very good song. Probably my favorite, like, slow-ish song off of the album. But yeah. Okay, now on to our final rankings. Sinead, do you wanna go first?
Are we doing, like, top three?
Can we do a top five?
Top five, okay. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say... Probably number one.
No. Go from fifth.
Oh, fifth to first. Up. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Maybe. Gosh. Okay. I'm gonna say. Water.
What a pressure.
Water the flowers. Pray for a garden.
Very fair. Okay. Okay.
A little more. Mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
When You Know Someone, and then Bop-Bop.
Oh, that's so good. Okay. Wait, let me see my ranking. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm going to do top six. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.